Back now with Day to Day. Much of the Midwest is digging out from a wicked ice storm. 25 people died and almost a million people lost power. That storm shut down a lot of air traffic. Chicago's O'Hare Airport canceled 500 flights yesterday alone. Flying, and especially landing in bad weather, is no fun for passengers, and it has to be stressful for pilots, too. Here to talk about that is our resident pilot, Joe Dion. He flies for a major commercial airline. And Joe, welcome back to Day to Day.
Thank you, Madeline.
Well, you know, landing an airplane seems hard under any circumstance, at least for me. But landing in an ice storm, how do you do that?
Well, for starters, landing in an ice storm, I just plain wouldn't do it. Mm-hmm. For the most part, we try to avoid the worst weather. That's why, of course, they canceled over 500 flights in Chicago. But you may have seen pictures of airplanes landing on the Arctic, on Antarctica or something mm-hmm. like that. Ice, if it's cold enough, is actually a very good surface to land on. If you think about an ice crystal, it's really sharp and it can dig into the rubber and the tires. But as soon as you get water involved, or if there's any melting, ice gets very slick. So the airports will measure the braking action, or basically how good the traction is, and they'll let the pilots know if that braking action is good, fair, or poor.
So when you hear that, you hear them tell you, yeah, Joe, it's pretty poor out there. What goes through your mind?
Well, first of all, you're thinking about options. For example, can I hold and wait until they clear the runway with the snow plows, or can I divert? Or if you really have to get into that airport, you start thinking, how long is that runway? How much ice is there? In my situation, if there is ice with melting, I just won't land there unless I absolutely have to. And then, of course, you've got to look at how long is it actually going to take you to stop. So,
what about ice on the wings of the plane?
The ice adds weight to the airplane, and weight is, of course, bad. And it also, if it's on the wings, it's subtly changing the shape of the wing. And the shape of the wing is what makes it fly. We do our best to either avoid getting into really bad icing conditions, or we have anti-ice systems on the airplane. We have an ice detector, an electronic gizmo that tells us, little light comes on, says there's icing. But we don't actually wait for that to happen before we turn on our anti-ice systems. What I do, I look out the front window, and there's a windshield wiper, and that where the bolt is that attaches the windshield wiper to the airplane, if there's ice building up on that, I know there's ice building up on the wings.
You're kidding. You're looking at a bolt outside
yeah.
your window? It sounds so low tech.
It's a tried and true system, and it's, yeah, if it's building up there, it's building up out on the wings.
So, but I imagine, though, there's a lot of pressure to land the airplane nowadays, what with so many more people flying and airports crowded and everyone grouchy,
right,
want to get to their destination. So
I guess there's always that pressure, but I feel that the pressure that I feel mostly is safety. So I don't feel like I have to land to please the customer or the corporation or anything like that. I know I flew with a co-pilot recently who used to fly helicopters off of oil rigs in the Gulf, and he said that the oil workers didn't quite understand the whole aviation thing. They just wanted to get off the rig, and they would really be putting pressure on them. And he said, well, then I would say get a boat because the weather's not good enough. And that's the way a pilot has to think. You have to just draw the line, your last line of defense.
Well, thanks, Joe.
Oh, thank you, Madeline.
And safe flying out there.
All right, bye-bye.
That's Joe Dion, a commercial airline pilot and podcaster. You can hear his work at his website, flywithjoe.com.